Did you used to have to do all the cooking and all that
stuff? Cooking and washing.
People don't know how much they can do this.
No, I'm attending to them children.
Well, I tell you, I had a wonderful maid one time. I was just crazy about her. She and I were real good friends. And she lived out in town, and she never had been to school, but she was smart, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
Smart as she could be.
Uh-huh.
Could do anything.
Uh-huh.
And she had, let me see, gosh, a big family of brothers and sisters, but she never married. She didn't have any children.
Uh-huh.
She loved my children just as, you know, just like they were hers.
Uh-huh.
And she got to where she would, she could just do everything at one time. You know, she had children here, and she had iron up here, and she, like, ain't that was just great.
Uh-huh.
But her folks just did her the worst, you know, so as a child, as her brothers and sisters grow up, you know.
That's right.
And bring that children to look at.
Look here.
And this came on, looked like, but in the end, her mother was a mighty fine woman, I think.
Yeah,
because she left the house to her. She left all everything. She has the property.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she left, they down.
Right.
And it just shows you.
That's right.
I said, I'm just glad. Rest of those sorry buzzers, they did her every kind of way in the world.
That's how come they did it, because her mama had left everything to her.
But see, they didn't know she was going to do it.
They did.
They all fell out with it, too.
I know.
The end came. But she was good to her mother. She did everything for them.
That's right.
And, of course, they were real good people, really. I mean, they were honest, you know, hard-working folks.
That's right.
But they just did ain't down so bad.
Of course, she had the little home, that's
right. And it was a nice place, too, and she kept it. Ooh, you don't, you could eat off the floor.
That's right.
It was as neat and clean as a pen. I tell you, anybody came to her house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's like Francis. Francis' house is the sweetest place.
Yeah.
I said, when she had to start working with me full-time, was, you know, when she had to keep grandchildren, I said, Vivian didn't appreciate her.
That's right.
Tears didn't appreciate what she's got, but I told her plenty of times. Vivian is a real nice person, but, and you know, a businesswoman. What
that's right.
She really is a businesswoman.
That's right.
I don't know, sometimes I get so tickled with Frances, she said she's going to leave. Said she is not going to stay there. And said she gave Vivian some money to, you know, to buy, help buy the house and everything. And she said, I gave it to her no strings attached, but said she ain't got the strings on me either. She take what she make out like she just gonna leave, you know.
Leave.
She ain't gonna leave those children.
No, she not gonna leave those children.
No. But she
take
got
a hard-hearted person and walk off and leave his children.
Especially those cute boys. They're really cute children.
Yeah.
You got two boys and a girl. And same age as I got one, same age as each one of them.
Each one of them.
And I've been out, we carried about Six Flags. All of us went together, you know.
Yeah.
And Francis and her grandchildren and me and all my crowd and my mother and friend and husband. We had
some
time, let me tell you.
I know y'all did.
But, of course, what I'm dying to talk about, I want to go to that Disney World.
You want to go to Disney World?
I'd love to. Wouldn't you like to?
I'd like to go to Disney World, too.
You'd carry your child. Wouldn't she love that?
She talks about that. She
well,
loves
it. You just have to. Gainesville's not too far from there. You can go down and see your mother.
Yeah, somebody take her down there.
You just have to plan on it. Francis, I swear, Francis says she has a sister that lives in St. Augustine.
Uh-huh.
And that sister, she's married to one of the deputy sheriffs, and then he is, God, man, he's 10 feet tall. He's a dreadful fella, but anyhow, he says he can just come to Atlanta and tell him there was no way from St. Augustine over to Orlando.
Yes,
anyway.
That's right.
And, of course, not so far from here, as far as that's concerned, because, you know, genius folks all live in Orlando.
Orlando.
And that's Disney World's right there, so, but I sure would like to see.
I ain't never seen it neither, but
they say it's just the greatest thing. My mother-in-law went. Now, can you see that old lady like that?
Well, you know, when they get old like that, they ought to go in and enjoy themselves.
I think so, too.
I think they should. That's right.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have time. I'm going to be 400 years old before I get through.
Yes, you're going to have time.
I don't know if you like any time runs out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll get through. Well, let's see. We want to ask about your grandmother and granddaddy. Do you remember anything about them?
I remember my mama's. Grandmama, and I remember my grandpapa's mom. She was 100 years old when she died.
Wow,
yeah.
100 years old?
Yeah.
Where was she from?
Willie Coochie, that was my great grandma.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had such a hard time spelling these names. Did she always live there?
Yeah, she was bred and bone there.